Dear Ajahn Brahm, what do I do with the song stuck in my head? It seems the more I focus on it, it reinforces its persistence. So dislodge it, bang it out, until it falls out of the air. If that doesn't work, if you really got a song stuck in your head, a guaranteed method that it will get unstuck from your head, stand up now and sing it. You will be so embarrassed that it will soon get out of your head straight away. So yeah, you get a song stuck in your head. That's a problem with songs, because they are designed to get stuck in your head. And you know, they've got these little hooks on them, and once you start listening to them, you can't get it out. So the best way of doing it is doing some substitution. So put another song in, but not a nice song. You know, the Yo So Bhagawa Alahang Sam, you know, do the chanting, because that, you know, takes the delightful song out and puts a less delightful song in. So then you're just making that stepping stone, and then it's very easy to let go of the chanting. So try chanting it. That would usually work. So use a substitution. Now, but what's really interesting here is the more you focus on it, the more it reinforces its persistence. Now, that's something really important, because when you try and get rid of things, they become stronger. You're feeding them. So whatever happens on this retreat, whatever problem, whatever difficulty, if you try and get rid of it, if you say, get out of here, you say, I don't want this, I want to get rid of this, you will be in big problem, because it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. So the other way, if you really want to use this and learn a lot about the nature of the mind, is let it be. Make peace with it. Be kind, be gentle with it. Don't indulge in it, but don't try and get rid of it either. Have this beautiful equanimity towards it. Yeah, you can be here as long as you like. I'm not going to sort of, you know, enjoy you. I'm not going to get upset at you. And then you find you won't feed it anymore. You're starving it of the gas, the petrol, the fuel of desire and ill will. And then it just vanishes away. And it's a brilliant thing to do that, because there you learn some very important things about how to deal with defilements, hindrances and all sorts of other obstacles which come in the meditation. You feed them by trying to control them. You let them go, leave them alone, just watch, don't fight, just investigate, and they disappear. That's the way it's done. Fight it, it gets worse. Indulge in it, it gets worse. Find that middle way. Just being here, just watching. Ajahn.